Kat, here's an interesting question. Tad Davison says, do hairs lose their pigment when you go grey, or do the coloured ones fall out and they get replaced by the grey ones?
Very pertinent. I've been finding my first grey hairs. This terrible, terrible thing. Anyway,
what about on your head?
Yeah, yes, on my head. Yes. You can't see them anymore. Anyway, the first thing to note is that grey hairs are actually not grey. They're white, because your hair colour is determined by pigment that's made in your hair follicle cells and kind of it goes into the hair. So it comes a time in everyone's life where basically the pigment stops being produced. And so you start producing hairs that have no pigment, so they're white. And this, mixed with your hair colour, gives the grey effect. Basically, I don't think, from looking at it, that you get a hair that starts off brown and then becomes white. You tend to get hairs that start off being white. Another question is, do people's hair really go grey overnight? And I have looked at it a bit, and there seems to be a bit of an argument in it. And the only way I can see it's possible is if someone has very short hair, and they go grey due to some sort of stress event and maybe some of their hair's falling out. It might look like, over quite a short period of time, if you have very short hair, you appear
overnight
to be going grey very quickly.
Because you can find hairs, because I've seen patients who have a hair which they've then showed me themselves and said, this is interesting, doc, look at this. And it's white at the base, but then brown halfway along, where it's literally run out of melanin to add to the hair and it's changed colour.
Yeah, that would probably be under that sort of medical circumstance.